I cannot wait to talk to Cameron because she's into the music. She's into being on the radio. She's into her blue headphones and she's got a red microphone. And hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm in the fourth grade at the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh Charter School, and our school is really fun. Every time they try to teach us something, they try to make it fun.
I've been out to your school, and it is a lot of fun. What do they do in reading to make reading fun?
Well, sometimes they let you read in partners, and my teacher, she has a computer, so we listen to it. She has a little disc, so she puts it into the computer, and we just listen to what the words say on each story.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What do you like to do for fun yourself?
What I like to do, just to get some time alone, I like to hang out with my family. I also like to hang out with my mentor. She is so much fun.
Well, let's meet her. Do you want to introduce her to the radio audience and kind of interview her? You could probably do that as well as me.
Well, Nancy Griffith, she's the best ever.
Oh, I thank you, honey. We've had a lot of fun together, haven't we?
Yep,
we have.
So tell me, let's find out more about Nancy. Tell me a little bit about your story, where you're from, and what got you involved.
Okay. I am Nancy Griffith, and I became a big sister to Cameron 2 years ago, and I wanted to do that because I enjoy children very much, and my own children and grandchildren live far away, so this is a good way for me to connect with a little kid and do some really fun things around Pittsburgh, and we've taken advantage of a lot of fun things to do.
And what are some of the things that you've enjoyed doing the most? Cameron, can you think of a couple really special times?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about them.
One, my very favorite, when I got to meet the governor of Pennsylvania.
Tom Ridge, that governor. Wow, how did you meet him?
Governor Corbett.
Oh, Corbett, I'm sorry. Tom Ridge. It's my age. I'm slipping. Or maybe it was wishful thinking. I don't know. No, yeah, Corbett, Governor Corbett. Not Rendell. Corbett, how did you meet him?
I met him at the corporate roast when we were raising money.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Did you get to shake his hand?
Yep.
Very
And I
cool.
got to meet his wife, Susan Corbett.
What was she like? She's supposed to be a nice lady.
She is.
Did she have any advice for you or anything that she said that...
Yep. She said, stay in school, get good grades, and believe in yourself no matter what happens.
That's excellent advice. It sounds like you really believe it, too. Hey, Nancy, what's been the most surprising thing about being with Cameron over the last 2 years?
I think probably my most surprising thing is this little girl's intelligence. She just always, always amazes me with her vocabulary and her observations and her sayings. So she has taught me a lot, and we've had a lot of fun. So I'd say just her initiative and intelligence.
Cameron, what's Nancy taught you, or what has struck you about Nancy?
She has made me more confident in myself even more because people at the school bully me, but I found out that they're just broken down inside and they want you to feel the same pain as them.
Boy, that's smart. That's really smart. What do you want to be when you get older?
Well, I want to be a singer after some people that I know. My family, my friends. I just want to be, I can be whatever I want to be. That's how I feel.
Tell them how you sung at the talent show, brought the house down.
Did you?
Yes, mm-hmm. She did.
What did you sing?
I sang Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
And did you have music to sing to, or did you just do it, you know, just your voice and nothing else?
They had the music on in the background, and she also inspired me to become a singer.
Well, that's terrific. Nancy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for almost 34 years, and I work here as a nurse in Pittsburgh.
Well, you haven't seen too many changes, have you?
Oh, quite a few. A lot of changes. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible how much things have changed, and that's a long nursing career,
too. Yes, it is. It's been a long time. Done a lot of good things.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Cameron, about your whole family. Who else is in your family?
My mom and my baby brother. I want to speak for them right now because I know they're listening, and I also miss you guys so much.
Oh, it's so nice of you to say that. What's your brother's name?
Bryce Winstead.
How old is he?
3 months.
Oh, you must. Do you get to see Bryce and hold him?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be. Do you like having a little brother?
I love having a little brother.
What do you do to take care of him?
Well, my mom, she does most of the stuff around the house, so I keep him occupied while she tries to work. And I rock him to sleep. I help her with cleaning. I help her with cooking. And I help her get the stuff from the grocery store.
Wow, you are one amazing person.
She is. She's a very helpful little kid. Yeah. She's a lot of fun.
You're more together than a lot of adults I know with some of the philosophies and sayings you have, and I hope you never change, I hope you grow. I mean, right? You know what I mean. I mean, you're allowed to change a little bit, but those basic fundamentals are good things. Let me turn to Stephanie, who's here from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. You have to be very pleased with this match you're seeing here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're two great women.
Did you know them? Have you known them long? Or?
Yeah, we met right before, I think at the summer picnic, and we did a theater activity together, remember that, at Saltworks. And I helped coach them when Cameron spoke at our corporate roast and helped us raise a lot of money.
That's great. You spoke at the corporate roast.
Yes, she did. In front of a crowd of hundreds.
Oh, my gosh. You spoke in front of that many people. Did you have to tell jokes and things? That's when I think of a corporate roast, let me tell you about Governor. Who's the governor again? Governor Tom Corbett. See, I need you. I need you to keep me up to date on such things. Well, that's great. There's really a special need to have women to serve as mentors to young women, isn't there, Stephanie? We talk about gender neutrality so much, but it's nice to have a big sister, I would imagine, if you're a girl. It's just nice to have somebody you can relate to.
Well, I think for any male or female, it's nice to have just another friend, another person to be there to support. To support you and to encourage you, and male or female.
And Cameron, is there something that you hope to do this coming summer? School will be coming to a close soon. Do you have any plans?
Yes. I just want to stay back with my family, and I just want to have a lot of fun with them because they're all around me, and I don't get to see them that much. Because some of them live far away, and some of them live really close. But since the school year is about to become over, I don't get to see them whenever school is in.
We want to do
because
some...
I spend most of my hours in school trying to learn.
How about swimming this summer, going biking, kayaking? We have a few things you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, kayaking would be great. You could do
fishing.
That right in the river here, too, to go kayaking. You mentioned making learning fun at the Urban League School. What do they do to make math fun? I'm curious.
They, she has different type of objects that you use for math. Like, she gives you a dice, and when you roll it. In my math book, you have to roll it 4 times, and you have to multiply it by the 5th one.
Oh, that's neat. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what you're going to get.
No.
And after you roll, you get something. It could be 6 times 6 or 4 times. That's neat. That sounds like fun. I want to be in your school.
Yeah.
Well, also fun, I have a pass for the Children's Museum for you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you more about, but if you care to. And there's a neat area called Make Shop that you can go to. Upstairs, and there's an industrial sewing machine, there's soldering, so you can play around with electronics, there's tools, power tools that you can use and build with, and you can do that later today. I have to reach here, excuse my reach. I have to go into my big closet full of things. which is all messy. Ah! Thank goodness. I have a radio patch for you.
Ooh,
which
neat.
Which commemorates your being here. And
that's exciting, right?
If you were my manager or life coach, I would have had that out here already without having to go into my closet full of things beforehand. But if you want to, you can sew that on upstairs or do whatever you'd like. But it is officially, we don't give out many of those. So that shows that you were officially here today.
Official broadcaster.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to talk about or say?
Yes. My mom encourages me to do best in school, and I really admire her for that.
Yeah, that's nice. Are there other reasons you admire your mom?
Yes, she takes care of me, and she would do anything for me, and I would do anything for my baby brother.
Oh, that's...
I miss you, Bryce.
And when did you last see him?
Well, this morning before we came here.
That's what I thought. And you miss him already.
So he's starting to smile and laugh, right?
He smiles, he laughs, he knows how to scoot already.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. It must be fun. See, I am a little brother. I don't have any younger brothers or sisters, so I never experienced that. So you must be having a ball doing that.
Before Bryce came, I was the only child, and my dad... I miss him. I haven't gotten to see him in a long time. He has two sisters and one brother. So that means that I have two sisters and one brother.
Yeah, that's cool. It's exciting. And hopefully you'll get to see your dad soon. It's just so much fun to talk to you. Stephanie, are there any particular needs that we should know about big brothers, big sisters?
We're always looking for volunteers, of course, and especially male volunteers. It seems that women come out and volunteer just a little bit more than men do, so we have some little boys on our wait list looking for a big brother. So if you're interested, you can always go to our website, www.bbbspgh.org/volunteer, and fill out an application right there online.
I think we should have a little fun now. Do you think Madison's going to be willing to talk? Okay, she said yes, or she didn't say no. So, Cameron, you're so good. You've never met Madison before, right?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a magic trick.
Her.
First time meeting her. So would you like to interview her to find out more about her?
Sure.
Why don't we have you do that just for fun? I'll give you your own theme music here. Kind of... pleasant music, and we'll make this be the Cameron show, and you can just go ahead and see if you can get Madison to open up, tell us about her a little bit.
Now we're introducing Miss Madison. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good.
So, what is it like to in your life?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in 12th grade at Northgate, so I'm going to graduate soon. And
you just finished Oklahoma?
Yeah, I did. I just finished doing Oklahoma. That was our high school musical. I played Laurie in Oklahoma. That was a great time. And Miss A, she's the vocal director for the musical. And, I know that you have a big sister, and I kind of feel like Miss A is kind of like a big sister to me. She's really close. She's definitely like a mentor to me. So I can really definitely relate to what you were saying.
That's nice to know.
Yep.
That's maybe what she wants to do after high school.
What do you want to do for high after high school?
Well, I want to go to school for musical theater. I'm very into singing, just like you. I really love to sing and act on stage. Yeah, I would. I want to go to school for that, and then hopefully, continue to do that, because that's definitely something that I love. So it's definitely what I want to do forever. I love performing.
That's nice. That's how I feel too.
You like to perform too, don't you?
She loves to sing.
I would love to hear that sometime. I bet you're very good.
She is.
Thanks.
Madison, you're a good interviewer. You can do whatever you want to do, anything and everything, I think. I'm curious, do you live in Avalon or Bellevue?
I do live in Avalon.
I live in Avalon, too. Look at us. Neighbors, maybe. live near the Greenstone Methodist Church. Yeah, Methodist Church.
Okay, that's
for
like
a minute.
Yeah, that's like right down the street from me.
And Oklahoma was amazing. I didn't see it, but I heard rave reviews from folks. So
yeah, it was fun.
Okay, well, thank you for being here. Do you know where you're going to school in the fall? Or do you plan to? Or are you going to take a gap year? Not sure.
I'm not entirely sure right now. We're kind of just like trying to decide what I'm doing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cameron, it's just been absolutely tremendous having you with us today. I hope you should come back sometime. You can always call us and go on the radio from home if you want to, if you're allowed to, and we'll get you on the radio to, you know, talk and, you know, chat with people. It'd be a lot of fun. Anything else you want to say before we close up?
Sure. What I want to do for college, which is a long time from now, I want to go to University of Pitt because I learned that you can learn different cultures, you can learn different languages, and I just want everybody to know that my history, I love my favorite type of
subject
in school is history. And my history is I'm Modistic. That's a type of Indian culture.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I don't have much, but Modistic, you get to go around and you get to you're just like a normal person when you're Modistic.
I see, but that's part of your heritage. Well, that's great. It's good to discover those things. And Nancy, anything else you'd like to say? You've got quite a great sister here to keep up with.
Well, I just say exactly what I said before, that I've really enjoyed being with her. And with the summer coming up, we have things that we want to do, and swimming and biking. And we did some fun things this winter, like going to the zoo for the penguin walk. And hopefully we can find another talent show where Cameron can get up and perform.
You can perform on the air here sometime. We can get that.
This kid can sing and dance.
We'd love to have you do that. And I want to thank Stephanie and Madison. Thanks for being here. It's bbbspittsburgh.org.